the better city. In Hebrews 12, verse 3, consider, Paul says, him. Consider him. That's Jesus Christ. He's now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has done everything for us. But what are you to think about him? That he endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. We sometimes think that we have troubles. Think of him. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, Gethsemane, Calvary. Have you forgotten the exhortation that says, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord? Whom the Lord loves, he chastens, scourges every son. If we endure chastening, as a result of enduring chastening, we know that God deals with us as sons. What son is not chastened by his father? But if we get through life without chastening, perhaps we are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, our earthly fathers spank us, and yet we reverence them. Should not we be even much more reverentially submissive to the Father of spirits? Live? Our fathers, for a few days, after their own whim, chastised us. God for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Even though chastening temporarily is not pleasant, its fruit are acceptable. Therefore, lift up your discouraged hands and feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet so that you don't cause the weaker to stumble. Follow peace with all men, holiness, without which no one will see God. Look diligently, lest you fall from grace, lest a root of bitterness springing up trouble and defile, lest, like Esau, fornicator, profane, irreligious, for one morsel of food, sold his birthright. For we know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he, Esau, was rejected. For he, Esau, could find no way of changing his mind, though he sought it, that is, the blessing. Now we come to the conclusion it's blessing, because the it is the same gender as the word blessing, and not of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come, Paul continues, Hebrew Christians, to Mount Sinai, full of fire and tempest and darkness and a trumpet. No one could reach it. Terrible sight. But ye are come, verse 22, to Mount Zion, which is the city of the living God, the New Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, angels, to the church, written in heaven, to the judge, spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Now this is the list of the points that he has emphasized already in Hebrews. We've come to Jesus, the mediator, whose voice spoke at Sinai. What he says in verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he is promising. Verse 25, don't refuse him who is speaking. For if they escape not who refused the one that spoke on earth, you won't escape if you refuse to listen to the one that speaks from heaven, who is going to shake not only earth, but heaven also. Therefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. He has dealt with this in chapter 10. He has shown us what Jesus has done, making a new and living way, and then he points us to a judgment. Remember, he says, how you've come and escape condemnation. He does the same in chapter 9. He mentions everything that Jesus is doing in the heavenly sanctuary. Then he says, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. Let us, therefore, he continues, in verse 13, be not forgetful to entertain angels. Remember them that are in bonds. Verse 4, let marriage be honorable, is the way he expresses it, and undefiled. Let your manner of life, your daily conversation, be without covetousness. Be content with what you've got, remembering that God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will help. Remember them which rule over you, who have preached to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the goal of our manner of life, and bearing in mind that Jesus never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be careful not to be carried about with strange kinds of doctrines. Be established in grace. Not carried about with food, which doesn't profit them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar. The altar is the cross. Those who serve at the tabernacle have no right to it. But just as the bodies of those sacrifices were burned outside the camp after their blood had been brought into the sanctuary, so Jesus, who suffered outside the gate, had his blood brought into the sanctuary of the heavenly tabernacle. Let us therefore go out with him outside the camp, bearing our approach. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. Fruit of our lips, gratitude in his name. Do good. Communicate. Obey them which rule over you. Submit to them. Support them. Watch for your soul. Pray for us. And I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. What a wonderful statement verse 20 is. The God of peace, that brought from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Now the word perfect is optimal possible. Tell us the goal that is attainable through grace and faith. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Working in you. It's Christ who works in you. It's the great shepherd who works in you. It's the mediator of the new everlasting covenant that works in you. Worketh in you, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written this letter to you in a few words. Know that our brother Timothy is at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute them that have rule over you, and all the saints. Grace be with you all. In his epistle to Hebrews, Paul is giving his estimate of the Messiah. They looked for a Messiah. He presents the Messiah to them. He bases that presentation totally on exposition of the Old Testament. He takes the sanctuary, the Exodus, and the Psalms, and through these vehicles of previous revelation, he focuses on Jesus, the incarnate Son, having taken flesh and blood, having previously been the eternal Creator, having called everything into being, the Maker of the true tabernacle which is in heaven, the High Priest and Priest of that tabernacle, not after the ephemeral, limited revelation of the Aaronic priesthood, but after the sublime and mysterious and eternal ministry of Melchizedek, who is there ever living to ratify the covenant made with saints, validated by his blood, that he will come into the human personality and in humanity give victory through his blood, by his grace, with the response of faith. This faith has been exhibited by every saint in every age, in every circumstance. And while we are encouraged by looking at saints, we should look at Jesus. He is the author and finisher of their faith and our faith. And though we may have a rough, tough time as we move through the judgment to the Advent, we should never forget the way that God has led us and the wonderful promises that it support us. Remembering Esau, who lost everything because of his limited local interest in food. We should look continually to Jesus, who at the time of the Exodus revealed his will to his people. Now he reveals a will that shows a more wonderful picture to his church. His sacrifice outside the city walls embraced the world. Let's go, bearing our approach, testifying to his love and his sacrifice and his mediation and his coming. Remembering that his Father, who resurrected him, made him the great shepherd of the sheep, establishing the everlasting covenant, ready to make us perfect in Christ Jesus. What a Messiah! What a revelation! What a promise! What a possibility is held up for us by Paul in Hebrews, as we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus.
This has been another Classics from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.